We're less than 2 days away from Hajj, and we speak to Mulana Ibrahim Bam from the Blessed Lands. Mulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and assalamu alaikum to all the esteemed listeners of Radio Islam.
Mulana, perhaps you could begin by sharing with us what are your thoughts, what are your feelings at these moments as we await the days of Hajj to commence.
Yes, staying with a group here in Azizia for the last 2-3 days. Firstly, Azizia compared to Makkah, we were almost a week in Makkah. And the atmosphere there was quite amazing. It was very hectic. But of course, being in the proximity of the Haram, going for 5 times daily salat, in between going for the tawafs, whenever you could get the opportunity, although that was challenging. But of course, there was a special feeling. When you come to Azizia, it's comfortable here. The group here does give you some form of assurance, support. Then you have programs on a regular basis, on a daily basis for an hour after Asr. And that keeps the momentum going. But of course, I think that if you could maybe put it, Azizia is a place where maybe we are in a process of waiting, in terms of waiting for the 5 days. So basically, we're in that particular stage of waiting for the 5 days and the actual reason for the visit. And it's something that I told the group, that as much as the environment of the Haram was important for us to do and read Salat them, that we can do in Umrah also. At the end of the day, it's the 5 days that we need to focus upon and we need to concentrate our energies upon.
Mano, with yourself, you have been, you have undertaken this journey of Hajj many, many times. This year, 2022, many people have been wondering how more different is it going to be. So maybe you can paint for us a picture, from the start, the first few years that you've made Hajj before, now, how much more different is it?
Firstly, for myself, I must tell you that it has been quite a different experience because previously, whenever I came, it was like coming on the individual capacity. Yeah. Now I'm with a group. I'm part of two operators, the Flywheel Group, the Khidmatul Awam and Al-Husam. I'm with Al-Husam. And it has been a very great learning curve for me personally in the sense that, in fact, just now I got up from the breakfast with four or five youngsters. And what is good about this whole situation is that most of the people who are performing Hajj are doing it the first time. They are full of anticipation, full of apprehension, full of, nervous tension. Sometimes every small matter, for example, we got an umbrella and the umbrella falls down upon the head. Do we have to give a damn? It's that type of interaction that has been quite fulfilling in the sense that you are speaking to people on a day-to-day basis about the concerns, the masail that they bring up, the concerns that they bring up. So it has been quite different in that sense. But from the other perspective, I must say, I was here about 3-4 years back. And in terms of the crowd in the Haram, you don't see a difference. I mean, really, I'm not sure whether it is actually 1 million or 1.2 million. There's a feeling that many locals slip by because of the fact that it's a Jummah Hajj. So the crowd and the atmosphere is perhaps the very same that I saw 3 or 4 years back. It's not that you see that there is a lesser crowd in terms of numbers, and you're seeing that on the ground. I mean, at the end of the day, on the ground, it is. Pretty full, and you have to make a specific arrangement, maybe go ahead of time to be able to go into the Haram. It's not that because you feel that there is lesser numbers, even if you go 5 or 10 minutes before Adhan, you will get your place in the Haram. It doesn't work that way.
More of the dates compared to the South Africans, those in Saudi Arabia, the Hajj will be 1 day earlier in terms of the comparison to our dates. And you made reference to the fact that it is a Jummah Hajj and that because of that, there may be more local people. Perhaps you can just talk to us more about that, the concept of a Jummah Hajj, Mulana.
Well, we all know that the word Akbari Hajj is very associated with the Hajj, which is on Friday. Now, ulama have differed with regard to the interpretation of an Akbari Hajj. Some have said that no, Akbari Hajj is not a different concept. Asghar Hajj is Umrah, and Akbar Hajj is a normal Hajj, which is over and above the Umrah. But there is a riwayat which someone sent me the Arabic with regard to it, that there is Mullah Ali Qari, Rahmatullah Ali, and all many other ulama have said that Hajj on a Friday is 70 times more superior, and they've given references with regard to it. So in that particular regard, there is no doubt that Hajj on Friday is more superior than Hajj on other days. And then on the other hand, that we also have to keep in mind is that it's a very different scenario, because firstly, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had Hajj on Friday, and you know, you bring the whole aspect of Jummah. Now, normally people don't do the Jummah in Arafat. These different views on that particular matter. But the prevailing view on Hanafi fiqh is that you don't do the Jummah in Arafat. So yes, it is different. We are looking forward to it because it is more blessed, it is more virtuous and more superior, as has been made mention by many other ulama.
You know, with the last few days left now, 2-3 days left before Hajj, as we said, you know, the excitement on your people's side really building up. People back at home, you know, very envious of those that have gone for Hajj. And maybe Mala can give some advice to, you know, those that are back at home, how to spend their time and how to build up this desire within themselves to undertake this journey.
Yes, I got another commitment, so I'll make this the last question. I'm going to say a few things in this regard. Firstly, obviously, if we don't yearn to come to the Haram, then we are not believers in the sense, because every believer is tied and attached to the Haram and the Kaaba. We face it in our Salat on a daily basis. So there is going to be an attachment to the Haramain, and there's going to be a yearning. I can only say that people who are not haven't been able to come, they must keep that yearning. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will make it such that it will happen one day. Take special dua for us here that Allah Ta'ala grant us acceptance more than anything else. Allah make it easy. You know, I'm reminded of an ayat in the Holy Quran. Allah Ta'ala says, يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَتَمَعًا, that you call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in fear and anticipation. That is the feeling we have at the stage. That we have fear that, Ya Allah, we are not worthy of coming here, and our guna, our sins, will we be able to manage? All of that, there's a fear. But yet there's a amazing anticipation and excitement as we go into the 5 days. So we make dua that, and we ask all the listeners to make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that which we anticipate, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us away from all our fears.
Jazakallah, ma'am. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for your time. And as you said, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all the hujjaj hajj mabrur.
Jazakum Allah, ameen.
So that was Mawlana Ibrahim Bam, and we will be keeping you regular updated. We will be speaking to Mawlana Ibrahim Bam much more, you know, regularly during these 5 days as we lead into the days of Hajj. But Mawlana giving us a very, you know, important aspect of Hajj, what he's seeing now, what he's feeling now, and, you know, the feeling of just waiting. There's just, it's today, it's tomorrow. By Thursday is the actual first day of Hajj. And then Mawlana spoke about the importance and, you know, the good fortune that they have of having the day of Arafat being a Friday, being a day of Jum'ah, the day of Arafat being such a meritorious day, the day of Jum'ah being such a meritorious day. So indeed, the Hujjaj, they are very, very fortunate to have this. That is only in the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Mawlana speaking about the desire that we all have to undertake this journey. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it possible for all of us.